Listen. Hello? We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
You play to win the game.
Next fan up.
I want winners.
Featuring Pod Vader and the super fans.
But they are who we thought they were.
Hello, everyone. This is Pod Vader. This time without the super fans. But don't worry, what I have done here today is I have doubled up on the Soderbergs, and I have brought with me for this very special edition of Next Fan Up, my son, Zach Skywalker. Zach, say hello.
Hello, world.
All right, don't be weird. Just talk normal. All right, this is a podcast. You don't have to worry about being an entertainer here. So, every year for the past 6 years,
that's right,
since Zach was 5 years old, we have taken an annual trip to New England Patriots training camp.
Ooh.
Practices are free. They've got a fun zone there. We went through the fun zone this year. Didn't go on any of the bouncies though.
That's for little kids.
And you are certainly not a little kid. Even though he is now 11, he's only 2 inches shorter than his father.
5'3".
Well, I'm 5'6", so you're 3 inches shorter than I am.
Okay.
You may have grown an inch. You never know.
No, Mom measured me.
Oh, Mom measured you just recently?
Yeah.
All right, good. So we've done this every year, and many people may know that some of my conclusions from Patriots camp have gone extremely horribly wrong, including they must cut Sammy Morris. I famously said that they needed to cut the running back, and he remained with the team for many years after I screamed from the mountaintops to cut Sammy Morris. And then most recently, Zach Sudfeld. Although I was not the only one who was in love with the tight end, but he didn't pan out, really.
Jets, they didn't need him. The Pats did.
It had more than just the Pats. It was just, you know, it's just the way things worked out. Anyway, so, Zach, what were your initial thoughts today of Patriots training camp? How do you think the team looks?
I think they look decent, except for that Jimmy Garoppolo did horrible today in training camp.
It's not just today, by the way. Jimmy has not looked good at all during training camp.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh.
I know. It's a little disconcerting, isn't it?
Have Matt Flynn your starter.
Matt Flynn hasn't even been out there yet.
I don't care. Matt Flynn should be a starter.
Get right up on the microphone.
Matt
People are having
Flynn
trouble hearing
should
you.
Be the starter over for when, Garoppolo.
For when Tom Brady is out on suspension?
Yep, which I believe shouldn't be a suspension.
Well, that's a whole nother podcast, which you were listening in on the car when I made that call. So you want Matt Flynn, a guy you've never seen before, who you have no idea if he even knows what the plays are, to be the starter over Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hey, you backed up for another good quarterback.
Get on the microphone.
He backed up for another good quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, so he could do the same with the Patriots.
You are clearly a product of the Madden video game, which we highly endorse, the EA Sports Madden video game.
I'm a big Madden gamer.
He plays under my name. So if you ever want to play against my son, or if you're playing against me, there's a good chance you're actually playing against Zach. Few things that I noted during training camp. I wrote down a few notes. Nate Solder and Chandler Jones had a little extra pushing and shoving match. We saw that during one of the drills.
Yeah.
Chandler Jones took an extra shot at Jonas Gray, and Nate Solder didn't like it and gave Chandler a shove, and then Chandler gave a shove back, but it broke up pretty quickly.
Can I say something?
Yep, go for it.
Brian Timms was carted off the field today.
Yes, he was, and I believe he got carted off after we saw the great play that he made.
Yes.
So
he made a diving, like, one-handed catch.
It was crazy, and he was in double coverage.
And he fell on his arm.
It was Jordan Richards and Daxon Swanson.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Daxton Swanson? I don't know.
Daxton.
And it was a throw by Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. Jimmy Garoppolo, even when he does things right, does things wrong, as the tall wide receiver and Brian Timms carted off the field. We have not heard what the report is on his arm, but it is an arm injury. And of course, this being the Patriots, we probably will never know what exactly is going on with his arm. But hopefully everything will be fine. As my son mentioned, Jimmy Garoppolo looked bad today. There was one drill in particular where he literally had thrown four interceptions during the drill.
Yes, that is true.
And speaking of interceptions, Tom Brady, did you know Tom Brady hadn't thrown an interception all training camp?
Really?
Until today.
Wow.
And it was a bad one. I'll tell you that right now. He was looking for his running back on a crossing route when a certain cornerback jumped in front of it.
Malcolm Butler.
Malcolm Butler apparently has been really good during this training camp.
Yes, I heard that.
He's been picking the balls off left and right. Might be people are trying to test him to see if he's really as good as, you know, the fans hope he is.
Yeah.
The worst part is I'm hearing people compare him to Darrelle Revis.
Is that a good thing?
Well, it would be a good thing, except, Zach, I know Darrelle Revis and Malcolm Butler. He's no Darrelle Revis. All right. And you, son, you made a bold prediction. So fantasy players, I hope you have your ears perked for this particular moment. You said that there's a particular wide receiver who's going to be boss this season. You said he's going to be the number two wide receiver after Julian Edelman, who was not on the practice field today. He was apparently shaken up from Sunday's practice and was working out in the field house. So we didn't see good old number 11 out there. But you said this guy is going to be the number two wide receiver for the New England Patriots, and people will be very interested to know who that guy is.
In my opinion, for you fantasy players and stuff, you should get Danny Amendola on your team. He looked very, very good.
Danny Amendola.
In training camp.
Oh, my goodness. So you're going out there saying that Danny Amendola is your pick as the Patriots player of the year right now.
Yeah.
He's the guy in training camp that we're going to put our neck on the line and say, this is the guy you're going to want to get.
Yes.
You're absolutely out of your mind. I will not back that up 100%. I'm just going to let you folks out there in podcast land at least hear that. There's only one man in the Patriots receiving corps you're going to want, and that's Rob Gronkowski. Even Garoppolo knows.
Rob Gronkowski isn't a wide receiver, though. He's a tight end.
Well, he knows. Just throw it up to Gronk when in doubt.
And actually, you should get Gronk on your fantasy team.
All right, so I think that's it. I think we've done a pretty good job for our training camp report. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I be on more Next Fan Up podcast?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I want to be the Texans super fan.
We do need a Texans super fan.
I will be qualifying for that, and I'll add.
How can you qualify as a Texans super fan? You just went to Patriots training camp.
I'll add the Texans to my team stream on Bleacher Report. And
so you're just going to give me Bleacher Report updates about the Houston Texans?
Yeah.
That does not qualify you as a super fan. If you can give us a little bit more than Bleacher Report updates, as from the Houston Texans, we would like to hear from you. Please apply nextfanup@gmail.com. You can also reach us at Twitter at NFU Podcast. I am, of course, at The Real Pod Vader. Or you can check us out facebook.com/NFU Podcast. You're going to want to know the Facebook account very soon as we begin the preseason. We're going to start getting our super fans to write up little blurbs about things to watch in each preseason game. And they'll obviously take that into the regular season as well. And our next show, Zach, is this Sunday. I will not be on it, though. Are you going to be on it?
Yes.
You're going to be on this Sunday with our buddy Mark Sitko.
Sure.
Our Eagles super fan. He'll be leading. I know at least the Vikings super fan will be on, but they'll be recording this Sunday, reacting to the Hall of Fame speeches and the Hall of Fame game. And a few other super fans will be on, getting you ready for the first week of the preseason, which is next week. And you were like, oh, my gosh, the preseason starts next week. Why didn't anyone tell me? That's what you told me. I was like, I just told you. Anyway.
You can subscribe to me on YouTube at
Zachy
All-Star.
What? You're promoting things now? What is this? You have a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Zach the All-Star.
Oh, my. Get out of here. I don't need people subscribing to your YouTube
channel. I want 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, boy. I have a feeling you might get that. All right. For Zach, the all-star Skywalker.
No, I hate Skywalker.
What?
I like Vader.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Together,
dun,
you and dun, I shall dun, rule the dun, podcast dun. Galaxy as father and son. All right. It's past your bedtime.
I would like to be on more podcasts.
We'll see. I am Pod Vader. That is the annual Patriots training camp report. I hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you again next time. And just for Zach, we shall end not with Jeff Fisher, but we'll end with Mr. Bill Belichick. There you have it.
But we're on to Cincinnati.